Let's get to Kevin Nicholson, our guest, Global Fixed Income CIO at Riverfront Investment Group. So, Kevin, a big week this week with Jackson Hole. And one of the things that we've seen actually over the past couple of months is we've seen markets weak before a Fed meeting and then recover afterwards. And this has kind of coincided with this drop in gasoline prices and oil and commodities. And we've seen yields drop. What are you expecting in this process of the meeting this week and then the aftermath?
I think that the meeting this week is going to see the Fed and Chairman Powell reiterate his hawkish stance. I think that he's going to come across a lot more hawkish in Jackson Hole than he has after some of the Fed meetings, because the market has taken his words and turned them around into dovish comments. And that's what has led to these rallies after each of the meetings. And I don't think that you're going to get that this time around, because the Fed can't afford to let financial conditions get any looser than they have become, because they're effectively undoing everything that the Fed has done with their rate hikes over the last few months.
So, Kevin, I mean, what we've seen in bond and equity markets is a repricing here. So are those hawkish comments now priced in?
I think that some of them are priced in. I think that it's really going to depend on the data that comes out going forward. But I do think that you have seen a lot of the hawkish comments be priced in, because we've had significant moves over the last, you know, couple of trading days. We're now back in a tight trading range on the S&P, which I think is going to be an important range. I mean, we've broken through that 4150 support level, and I think the next thing that we're going to be looking for is around 4090. That will be about, I think that's going to go back to right around the 23 retracement of this rally that we have seen over the last month.
Kevin, you mentioned that the Fed wouldn't be comfortable with how much financial conditions have eased, but I think we can argue that there are pockets that are still actually exerting some tightness. One is the dollar. The dollar is so much stronger now than it was when the Fed was getting started. Fed interest rates are higher, and oil is high. I mean, it may have come down from 120 to 90, but it's a lot higher than where it was back in the early part of the year. So there are certain conditions that are still exerting tightness on the economy.
I wouldn't disagree with you, but you also have to think of what wages have done. I mean, when you look at the Atlanta Fed wage tracker, it's up at 6.7%. And as we know, workers are thinking,
but it's less than inflation. Isn't that almost?
It is less than inflation, and that's an important part to focus on. But the problem is that if workers are getting wage increases, typically in the U.S. they spend it, and unfortunately they're not looking at wages on a real level. They're going to look at them at the nominal, and they're going to say, "Hey, I'm getting wage increases of over 6%. That's going to increase demand out there, and so that's what's going to make the financial conditions looser. Is that if demand keeps increasing, that's going to cause a problem, because let's remember the Fed can only control the demand side of the supply and demand curve.
So the thing is, they are perhaps in uncharted waters. I mean, obviously, and then we have QT being upped next month. That's going to be acting also as a tightening mechanism.
Yes, I mean, it should be acting as a tightening mechanism. And I hope that it does, because, you know, at 8.5% headline inflation, the Fed still has a long way to go. And And I think that the market has just been too dovish in thinking that the Fed is going to pause. And yeah. I don't agree with that stance. Fed is going to continue to have to hike.
Do you think that the Fed chair is out of step with the rest, and is there a danger there?
Well, I think that there may be a little bit of a danger, but I think that at this juncture, the Fed as a group, that FOMC committee, they're going to come out of Jackson Hole, I hope, more unified than what we've been hearing over the last few weeks. You can tell that there is definitely a more hawkish camp and a less hawkish camp inside of the Fed. And I think that Jackson Hole is going to kind of coalesce all of that and get them all on the same foot.
Man, you came to play today. That's great. You had your fighting gloves on and everything. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. Kevin Nicholson, Riverfront Investment Group. This is Bloomberg.